You need to go replenish yourself. You need to go refresh yourself. You know, I've told you that story about that lumberjack time and time again, right? He was chopping down trees, and he was a young guy, and he was chopping them down left and right. And then the more he chopped, the less productivity he had. And finally, he got to the point where he was being so unproductive that they fired him. And he went to a seasoned lumberjack and told him his situation. And the seasoned lumberjack asked him one question. How many times did you take to sharpen your axe? And he said, I never did because I was too busy cutting down trees. And sometimes we are too busy cutting down trees. And we don't take time to sharpen our axe.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute, author and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. Today, Dr. Glaze will continue his series, In the Desert with the Father. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of The Desert of Discouragement.
I don't think that he's saying that, you know, nevertheless. You know, I mean, so, okay, man, if you say so. If you say, well, why did Peter even make that statement? Because he had not had any success. We have fished all night and caught nothing. Man, we pulled the nets in. We're ready to go home because there's nothing happening here. He was discouraged because of the lack of success. And then, oh, here goes one right here. People get discouraged because of a lack of appreciation, right? Oh, they didn't recognize me. I did such and such a thing. They left my name out of the program. You know, and so people get discouraged because of lack of recognition and appreciation. So I'm not saying that should be the habit of the church to not appreciate people. I'm just saying that this is something that causes people to get discouraged. I'm not going to do it again. I didn't get any recognition for it. You know, there was a lady in this church, and she picked up communion cups after the service was over. And the pastor was standing up front one day, and he was standing with one of the deacons, and they saw the lady picking up the communion cups. And the pastor said, how long has she been doing that? And the deacon said, she does it every Sunday. She's been doing it for almost 20 years now. And the pastor felt kind of bad, and he went up to the dear saint, and he said, look, sister, I just heard that you've been doing this for 20 years, and I just want to let you know that personally, I'm sorry that I never came to you and I never recognized you and gave my appreciation for what you're doing. She said, Pastor, if I was doing it for you, I'd be upset. But I'm not doing it for you. I'm doing it for the Lord. Lack of appreciation can cause people to be discouraged. All right. What are the results? And I'm going to go through these real quick because there's a bunch of them. There's a bunch of them. But let me just say this before I go through these, and that is God cannot use a discouraged person. Now, he can work through the situation and lead that person to something that he would have them to do, but God cannot use a person that stays in a state of discouragement. So what are the results? Emotional letdown, that you are let down emotionally, and resign for some people. I'm quitting. I'm giving up. You know, and it's easy to tell man that you're giving up, but then you got to go face to face with God and tell God that you're giving up. I heard a story about an evangelist who was preaching all around and wasn't seeing any results, got discouraged, and was getting ready to give up the ministry. And he went to an old seasoned man of God and told him the situation that he was quitting. And the man of God said, before you quit, what I want you to do, I want you to stand right there, look at God, and tell God that you don't like the way that he's blessing you. Tell God that you don't like the way he's leading you. Tell God that you don't like what he's called you to do. Tell God that you're frustrated with him because he hasn't been doing what he should do. And the evangelist began to look up. He couldn't do it. And so he got on his horse and went and started witnessing and saving souls. And so sometimes it's easy for us to just quit when we get discouraged. Man, I tell you what. No, let me not say that. There is a lot of things that many of us could quit as a result of. But we need to realize that disappointment, that discouragement should never lead us to be a quitter. Indifference. You've lost your fire. You've lost your passion. You got discouraged and you've lost all the zeal that you had. Frustration, feeling distressed and annoyed because you're discouraged. Anger. You're angry with yourself. You're angry with other people. Oh, this one right here. How many people that get discouraged, backslide? They withdraw from God and they withdraw from serving God because they're discouraged. Questioning. You begin to question everything, yourself, others, and God. Depression. And this is what I was saying earlier, that if you mishandle discouragement, if you don't handle discouragement correctly, it turns into depression. And then blame. Instead of taking the initiative to improve the situation, you begin to blame other people. Now we want to see what are some things that we can do. So if just leave that there for a second. And even go back to the next slide. Just go back to the next slide. What is the title of this series? In the Desert with the Father. In the desert with the Father. In the desert, emotional letdown, resign, indifference, frustration, anger. Go ahead to the next slide. Backsliding, questioning, depression, blame. That's what it is. That's the desert. That's the desert experience. But when we bring God, when we bring God into our desert experience, it takes on a whole new shape. It takes on a whole new existence. And so let's bring God as we walk through this desert experience of discouragement. Let's do it with the Father. Let's bring God in on this situation. And when we bring God in on it, when we bring the Father with us, in the desert of discouragement, there's some things that we need to realize. The first thing, and I heard somebody say this, I haven't used this term here at Bethany Baptist Church, but I was watching a TV preacher, and he said this. So this is something that I would not normally say, right? My style is not necessarily to be out there, but this guy, he came on there. And he stood before the people, and they was playing the music and everything. And he said, let's just give God some crazy praise. And the people just stood up, and the band was playing. I mean, they was playing, jamming, drums, bass, everything. And they were just going off, and the people stood up, and they started running down the aisles and dancing in the aisles and just giving God some crazy praise. I know this is Bethany. So we're not going to ask you to do all that, right? But in your own way, whenever discouragement comes your way, give God some crazy praise. Just, whatever you got, you don't have to even get up. Maybe you just sit down. Maybe you don't even move. Just in your spirit, just give God some crazy praise. Let me show you this. Let me show you Psalm. Look at Psalm 42, Psalm 42. Give God some crazy praise. Psalm 42 in verse 5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Well, what is he saying? He's saying, I'm discouraged. Why? I'm discouraged. I'm cast down and I'm disquieted. I'm discouraged. Hope in God and I shall what? yet pray. In the midst of discouragement, what did the psalmist say he was going to do? He's going to praise God.
We would like to take a short break.
Anchored in Jesus Ministries is sponsoring a trip to see Jesus, a musical stage adventure at Sight and Sound Theater. This will be a one-day trip, July 27th, 2018. The proceeds will benefit Anchored in Jesus Ministries. For more information, go to our website, www.anchoredinjesus.org. Again, www.anchoredinjesus.org.
Welcome back. We will now return to today's message.
He's going to praise God. Look at verse 11. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him. Wow. Again, I know that different people have different ways of praising. So when I say crazy praise, I don't want anybody to, you know, get the wrong idea. You know, but if it's your thing that you dance before the Lord in your home, then you put on your praise music and you dance your head off. If you are the type of individual whose praise is just meditative, where you sit there and you meditate on the goodness of God, then you do that. And just make it a crazy praise. You know, just, oh, Lord, I just thank you because you are so great. And, Lord, you are so awesome. In the midst of me being discouraged, in the midst of me being down, Lord, I just want to lift you up. And you know what? I guarantee you that if not but for just that moment, whatever's weighing heavy in your spirit will be lifted. It will be lifted. Now, it might come back the next minute. But you go ahead and give God some more praise. In the midst of what you're going through, praise God. The second thing is to stay on point. That when discouragement comes your way, stay on point. Look at your notes. In your notes. Okay, in your notes, I got one I left out here. Or they got flipped around, all right? Stay on point. When weariness sets us up, we should keep on doing what God told us to do. Paul admonished believers to keep on keeping on during times of weariness because they would reap the benefits of their labor. He says, be not weary. Here we go. Weary is what? Discouraged. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Keep doing. Stay on point. Whatever it is that God has called you to do, stay on point. Don't get off point. That's what the devil wants you to do. He wants you to stop doing what you've been doing. Stay on point until you have clear direction from God. Be not weary in well-doing. For in due season you shall reap if you faint not. I heard the story about these minstrels, and they were traveling throughout the land, and they were playing in different places every night. And the crowds began to dwindle, and they didn't have as many people. And then they were getting discouraged. And one night it snowed, and they were getting ready to call it off because they were so discouraged. And one person said, well, you know, there might be some people that will come in the midst of this trying snowstorm, and so let us go ahead and perform. And so they took the stage. They were very discouraged, but they still performed. And there was only a few people there that evening. And as the show was over, and the handful of people that were there left, somebody handed them a note on the way out, and they read the note, and they said, this was a wonderful, wonderful performance this evening. Signed, your king. They had performed that evening, and the king was in the presence. I don't know if you, do you see what I'm saying? Do you see what I'm saying? That in the midst of discouragement, They stayed on point. And they didn't know it, but the king was in the audience. Let me say this, that whatever it is God has called you to do, he's the king. And he's in the audience. And you stay on point. Whatever it is that you, if you get discouraged, you know, one of the things that, oh, hallelujah. Let me go ahead and say this. I would not want to be the chairman of the trustee board at any church. I'm just going to be honest with you. I would not want to be the chairman. So, I would not want to be the chairman of the trustee board at any church. Or as I heard somebody say, empty church. But you know what? I thank God. See, I wasn't trying to put you out there. You put yourself out there now, bro. But I thank God that the ones who have stepped up to be chairperson at Bethany Baptist Church have pressed on. Stayed on point, right, bro? Stayed on point. All right. Very easy to get disappointed. Very easy to get discouraged. Just when you think you got one thing straightened out, somebody come with something else. Right? But I thank God for the men and the women that God has called here to be chairman of the trustee board. Because one of the things that I've seen, they stayed on point. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. What has God called you to do? What has God called you to do? It's very easy to get discouraged, very easy to get disappointed, but stay on point. Stay on point. Go to your corner. Go to your corner. All right? And what am I saying here? You know a boxer, that when the boxer's in the ring and it comes time for them to step out for a second to go somewhere and get themselves together. You know, so sometimes you got to step out of the ring and just go for a second and say, let me get myself together. Let me go to the corner. You know, I'm depressed. I'm discouraged. And you know, right now, I just don't have that passion and zeal like I need to have. I need to go to my corner and just get myself together. Now, I'm not saying quit. Now, notice I didn't say quit. I said go to the corner and get yourself together so that you get back out there in the ring and you come out swinging. Look at Psalm 62. Psalm 62. Talks about going to the corner. Or excuse me, that should be Psalm 61. Psalm 61 in verse 2. Psalm 61 in verse 2. Make that correction, please. Psalm 61. And the psalmist said, hear my cry, O God, and attend unto my ear. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, when I find myself discouraged, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. When I find myself overwhelmed by life's situations, let me step out of the ring for a minute and go into the corner and let me get myself back together again. Next, take time to fill up your tank. Isaiah 40, 31. Just like a car cannot run without gas, the child of God cannot keep going when spiritually empty. If you are spiritually empty, you know, you can't keep going. Sometimes, you know, when I don't have the energy, the spiritual energy, you go through things and you just kind of go through the motion. You know, you're just doing it because you have to do it, right? You need to go replenish yourself. You need to go refresh yourself. You know, I've told you that story about that lumberjack time and time again, right? He was chopping down trees. And he was a young guy, and he was chopping them down left and right. And then the more he chopped, the less productivity he had. And finally, he got to the point where he was being so unproductive that they fired him. He went to a seasoned lumberjack and told him his situation. And the seasoned lumberjack asked him one question. How many times did you take to sharpen your axe? And he said, I never did because I was too busy cutting down trees. And sometimes we are too busy cutting down trees. And we don't take time to sharpen our axe. We don't take time to replenish our spiritual life. We don't take time to nurture our soul. We don't take time to fill our tank. And then suit up. Suit up. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18, the armor of God. Put on the armor of God. And I would recommend every Christian, and I've said this before, every Christian should know this armor of God. Every Christian. This is one of the key passages in the whole Bible. All of us important. But here goes one, especially dealing with spiritual warfare, for you to know this armor of God. And I know I've done a series on it. You can talk to Brother Jeff, get the series I've done on it. Tony Evans has done it. Swindoll, Stanley, John MacArthur, David Jeremiah. Everybody has done a series on the armor of God. And so I would recommend, because I don't have time to get into it this morning, but when you get discouraged, that just understanding the armor of God will help you with your discouragement. And then do a diagnostic. And once discouragement comes upon us, we must go to the Lord and find out the cause of our problem. When the Israelites failed to take the city of Ai the first time, Joshua fell on his face before the Lord to inquire the reason for the failure. When Joshua diagnosed the problem before the Lord, God showed him exactly what the problem was. So don't keep out here and try to, you know, press through the discouragement. Go find out the reason. Why are you discouraged? What is at the root of your discouragement? And then once God shows it to you, then you have to deal with it. As I close this morning, I want to share with you a poem of somebody who refused to be discouraged. Somebody that refused to be discouraged. Somebody said it couldn't be done, but he with a chuckle replied that maybe it couldn't, but he wouldn't be one who wouldn't say so till he tried. So he buckled right in with the trace of a grin. On his face, if he worried, he hid it. So he started to sing as he tackled the thing that could not be done. And he did it. Somebody scoffed. Oh, you'll never do that. At least no one's ever done it. But he took off his coat and he took off his hat. And the first thing we knew, he begun it. With the lift of his chin and a bit of a grin, without any doubting or quit, he started to sing as he tackled the thing that could not be done. And he did it. There are thousands to tell you it cannot be done. There are thousands to prophesy failure. There are thousands to point out to you one by one the dangers that wait to assail you. But just buckle right in with a bit of a grin. Just take off your coat and go to it. Just start to sing as you tackle the thing that couldn't be done, and you'll do it. Boy, this guy right here, you couldn't discourage this guy. And this is the grit, this is the determination, and this is the attitude that God's people should have, that we will press on in spite of those things around us that cause us to be discouraged.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Join us next time for the first half of The Desert of Busyness. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes of today's message, The Desert of Discouragement, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request The Desert of Discouragement. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request The Desert of Discouragement. Or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 6 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877 831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. As we conclude today's broadcast, let me remind you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.